Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now back to the real post-game show. The Pats cap off the regular season with a loss to the Dolphins. React and talk about the game right here on Sports Radio WEEI.
Carter Renfrow, touchdown pass, and the Raiders have now opened up a 10-0 lead over the Chargers, 3 minutes remaining in that first quarter. Simple as this, if the Chargers win the game, New England goes to Cincinnati. The Raiders win the game, New England goes to Buffalo. And right now, as I said, the Raiders are up by a score of 10-0.
No, the choke.
So. Words of wisdom from Jimmy and Malden, formerly of Saugus.
Good job, Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, meanwhile, back at the Miami Aquarium, we've spot out the trainer ready to feed its dolphins some fresh, raw Patriots, fresh from New England. Are you ready, dolphins?
Wow. We don't have dolphin up here.
Got to give it to Jimmy. He speaks dolphin. You got to give it to him.
That's good.
Wow. You know, he didn't make much sense in what he was saying, but he does speak dolphin.
Did he ever?
It's unique talent. I don't think a lot of people speak dolphin.
That's just awesome.
Fred speaks some language I can't understand, but it isn't dolphin. Freddy's, I know that.
I don't know. That's,
you don't want to know about what I'm saying.
Wow. Yeah, we pretty much, you're predictable enough. We know what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Refs suck. Patriots rule.
Here's tape.
Yeah, I just boiled out 3 hours of radio for you.
I'm gonna be a share up.
Pats rule. Buffalo rules.
Hey,
refs suck.
Yeah. Hi, David. How are you?
I'm doing all right, I guess. Hey, we got issue these Patriots. What is going on?
They lost
them. Receivers that first touchdown within 5 feet. Nobody near him. Dropping interceptions. McCourty.
Yes.
Yep. Penalties up the wazoo. This is not like Belichick. This is not what he's been known for the past. What is up with? I don't have any confidence in the playoffs with this team. I don't care who they play.
Well, I don't know about that. Remember now, you've seen this before. You're a longtime Patriot fan. You've seen this in Miami before with Tom Brady as your quarterback, correct?
Yes, sir.
Correct. But the issue here is that you don't have receivers. You're depending on a running game, and you're not doing a very good job.
Well, how did they win 10 games?
They were seventh in the league in rushing this year.
You know that?
We keep thinking on that, how they won 10 games, but the issue there is that, you know, if they're not up ahead, there's no confidence that they can come from behind. And in the playoffs, you have to be able to do that.
All right, let me ask you on a broader scale. Did you expect the Patriots to be in the playoffs this year?
In the very beginning, no.
Then you're listening. Just overall, when this team stepped up and had and started the season
no,
out,
no,
no, you, nobody did.
Nobody
you're,
did.
You're right.
They've exceeded expectations.
So now, if they win a playoff game, that's great. That's great. If they find a way to win more than one, that's even better. But and again, as someone who's not on the team, it's okay for me to be happy with the way this season's gone. Because it's much better than I thought it would be.
They're still playing.
Yeah, but we're seeing a lot of stuff that unlike the teams being coached by Belichick.
Yeah, because he's got a different quarterback. He's got different quarterback, different running backs, different offensive linemen, different receivers, different different defensive backs. He's got a lot of different people on this team than those teams that won six championships.
Okay, but how do you explain the penalties? The foolish, silly penalties.
Agreed. I agree. There's no explanation for that. That's complete mental errors.
That's the one that really bothers me.
Yeah, no, I agree.
That really bothers me.
You're right. You're right about that. There's no excuse for that. That's not even a question. I agree.
No. Listen, you've got to admit they were wrong. Listen, but
we all know
silly
it.
Things that got them in trouble can't do that.
They played
probably was for them making mistakes. Right? If they cleaned it up, they would have had at least. Four more games.
Yeah, four more wins?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
No.
They would have been 14-4.
No. Frank, they would have been go count.
Yeah. They would have been ahead of Tennessee. No.
It should have been Tennessee, yeah. Tom Brady, they should have won.
Anyway, back to the real world.
six-inch thing.
What if every other team did the same thing?
I said... You have a chance to beat them. They would have beat them if they didn't make them plays.
Well, they would have beat. Well, then they would have. They would have lost games if those games.
But
the teams didn't make mistakes.
I'm saying it's important to have not make mistakes. That's
so
all.
So you mean like
write that down, Steve?
Like the Jets made mistakes when they lost to the Patriots. That way,
I'm not talking about them.
Like
they
Buffalo
made points.
Every team makes mistakes. It's limiting the amount.
I'm not talking about every team.
Okay.
If you're
holding the Patriots to a different standard.
Not anything. This is just true.
Okay.
This team lost mostly from the penalties.
Did
period.
They?
And now there it is. The refs. It all comes back.
Well, the refs. The
it's
refs.
Full circle. It comes back.
If anybody, there's
a buffet for the refs.
If anybody's calling up and saying that they're disappointed this regular season of 10-7, you're out of your mind. Okay.
Right, but it's
based
okay,
on
is
what
it...
you thought. Now you should be upset at what you saw today.
There you go.
Because as I tweeted out, deja vu all over again. You knew all week long. I guarantee you, Bill Belichick told you a zillion times, guys. This is what happens in Miami. The weather's nice. Everything is pretty down there. You look at stuff differently. You can't do this, and they didn't listen. They certainly didn't execute off of what Bill Belichick had warned them with. Okay. Now, do I think this is what happened today is going to translate into next week? No, it'll be a whole other issue of situation next week, whether they play Cincinnati or whether they play Buffalo. Totally different. I don't think you could look at this and suddenly say they have no shot against either one of those teams next week. They will be the underdog in either one of those games, but I don't think anybody's looking at saying they have no shot. None whatsoever.
Agreed.
All right, 617-779-7937. We'll take charge your game right now. The Raiders are on top by a score of 10-0.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WEEI Studios, brought to you by DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified.
The home of the Greg Hill Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Sports Radio 93.7, WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station. The Real Postgame Show is brought to you by
Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at ketcheslaw.com.
The New England Recovery Center in Westboro, Mass.
Zooty. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zooty.com for details.
And the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers. Time now for the Real Postgame Show, broadcasting from the best yet private brand studio.
With Glenn Ordway, Steve DiAsi,
and Fred Smirlis.
The Real Postgame Show is brought to you by Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at ketcheslaw.com, the New England Recovery Center, and Westboro, Mass. Zooty. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zooty.com for details. And the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers.
The Real Postgame Show. With Ordway, DiAsi, and Smirlis
on WEEI.
The Miami woes continue, and we're talking about it with you here in the Real Post Game Show at 617-779-7937. Seen it many times before, and it was just a repeat of what we've seen in the past. The Patriots end up losing this game in Miami. They end up their season at 10-7. Now, I think there are a couple of other things that have altered here in the last few weeks. For an example, I think a few weeks ago, people were looking at Bill Belichick as the coach of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, why? No. But
Mike Vrabel's going to get it.
Yeah, he was definitely in the running at least until 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and I think what people are going to do is they're going to say, yeah, it might have been Bill's best coaching job ever.
Wrong.
But he also, I agree with you, but he also was in charge of the personnel. So let's give him executive of the year. So I think he wins executive of the year, guys. And I think people are going to look at Mike Vrabel. I don't think anybody thought they would be the number one seed when Derrick Henry went down with an injury.
True.
Nobody. And they end up 12-5. They are the number one seed. So I think Vrabel wins coach of the year. Now, when it comes to rookie,
did you get any information that we should know about?
Do enough people consider Bill Belichick to be an executive?
No, they don't.
Does he have the title of GM?
He does not. But
yeah, I don't think people will give him the vote. Everybody understands. Anyone that follows the league, especially if you're voting for that kind of award, would know that Bill Belichick's the general manager of the New England Patriots. But it's not on his office says Bill Belichick.
Yeah, it'll be
coach.
Interesting to see how they vote and whether they can consider him in that. In that role. You're right. By the way, the Chargers have just scored. It is now 10-7 in favor of Vegas. So here's the other one. We thought that Mac Jones 3 weeks ago had a legitimate shot at rookie offensive player of the year.
No.
Guns. Yes. Yeah. No, it's gone. Jamar Chase is going to win. He's going to run away with it.
Geez.
I think there's no... Well, he's been terrific, and you know he's breaking all sorts of Cincinnati records and fantasy football records and everything else.
He is fast.
Well, didn't Miami have a receiver that broke not just a team record? He broke the overall rookie record for receptions.
For
right?
receptions,
Waddle?
Number 100 when he hit 102. Yeah,
yeah, so he was like 108 now or something like that. But but he also only has like about 1,000 yards with those 105
Correct.
Catches.
Correct.
Falls down quickly.
And Chase in Cincinnati is lightning. That kid's tremendous.
Big part of their offense.
Agreed.
The other one that we considered earlier in the season, not so in the last 3 or 4 weeks, was that Matthew Judon was a possibility at Defensive Player of the Year. No shot.
Nope.
T.J. Watt today tying the all-time sack record, and that's it. That's
more
your
so than
Defensive Player of the Year.
Doesn't Diggs in Dallas have 11?
He's had a terrific year, but if you break a record or tie a record,
right,
especially when Brett Favre doesn't give you the record, you know, hand it to you,
right?
Then
right.
You know,
well, let me ask you this. You're a defensive coordinator. Do you want 11 interceptions or do you want 22 sacks? Which one do you want? Which is more? Which thing's more important to you?
22 sacks.
Wrong. Try again.
22 sacks.
Hold on. This is from a guy that when he played had no shot and an interception.
Try. He had three interceptions. Are you talking about me?
Let's call it an interception.
No, I'm talking about Freddie.
I think he had an interception.
He had more disruption with
the tip balls. Yeah, tip balls, right?
Wait a minute.
Can you stop the blapping on your mouth?
So wait a minute. You say why are 22 sacks more important than 11 interceptions?
Because it's more disruptive. Sack is more disruptive.
Really? Who has the ball after a sack? The same team who had it.
No, sack would probably get it.
Who? No, not probably.
Probably.
No, because the vast majority.
Just happens a lot.
The vast majority of sacks are not strip sacks.
The vast majority.
All right.
But hold on.
Let me finish.
You never stop.
When you intercept a ball, who has the ball?
The other team.
Yeah,
but now they're all revved up. They're pissed off. You take them down.
Revved up and pissed off. What does that mean about anything?
You take them down. Anyone will tell you that.
No, not anyone.
Anybody.
Anyone. Yeah, anybody who doesn't know football.
I know football, my friend.
I'm going to ask you again.
Deception.
All right, how about this? Would you rather?
Come up with your philosophy.
Let's say you're down by 2 points.
Don't bother me.
Would you rather have an interception or a sack?
Sack. It's fourth down.
Nope. All right. How about on first down?
If you're sending up so everything goes your way.
No, send it up.
You got to give it to him.
You're the one that said fourth down.
No,
you said fourth down. I didn't make exceptions. You did.
Yeah.
You said fourth down. I said, okay, how about first?
You sacked him and he's out.
A sack and he's out after first?
No.
After first down?
So
talk about special exemptions. That's a very special one, all right? Now I'm talking about first down.
What about first down?
What would you rather have on first down?
I'd rather have... A sack
or an interception on first down?
I'd rather have.
What a pick six, right?
What about second down?
I like to have. Stop interrupting. I'm going to throw this cable
at you. I'm saving you from yourself.
No.
All right, what about
you?
He's too stubborn.
He's
got no shot.
Sack is the best, is the most devastating thing for a player.
In all of football.
Are you crazy?
Yes. Yeah. I'm crazy.
How about it changed when you were young? How about a sack? What would you rather have? A sack or a pick six?
A pick six?
Yeah.
You added that. Yeah.
I'm just asking you. I'm trying to find your level of sack love.
Yeah.
Oh, that didn't sound right.
Let's put it this way. Let's say you sack the guy ball. It bounces up.
No.
But you let that hand down.
Okay.
We'll hear a click.
Okay. How many times? How many pick sixes were there this year?
How many expensive?
How many?
A bunch. What was today?
There's been 11 in the league this year. Okay. How many sacks? Where the quarterback fumbled and it turned into a touchdown.
Two
this year. So which is more valuable? Which is more valuable?
The two.
Sack. Absolutely. It's the most deadly.
No, it's not.
Yes,
Steve,
it is.
You could make the most obvious point
to
him.
Well, you, yeah, you and the and
he's
the
not
team
doing
there.
He's not going
on your little. But your what do you call it? Your cuckoo's nest.
Yeah,
you
it.
It's the most devastating.
Oh, really?
It's the most disruptive. Sack down.
You're right. I think Diggs will be in on the conversation.
You'll be on, but TJ Watt, 22 is extreme. That's extreme. Right. There's been 11's been done a number of times.
It's not the record, all these different guys.
Guys like Strahan and
Plicko, Strahan.
Got handed that.
He never should have had
Strahan.
That. He was hated that by.
But he had the record.
He didn't have the record.
Oh, so now it doesn't count.
I had a law sentence against him.
Now it doesn't count.
It doesn't count. He's out.
Well, it doesn't matter because it's super important, so it helped.
Let me go back to the phone calls. Here's Nuno. Nuno.
Wait a minute. Is this Nuno Bedcourt, the all world guitar? Wait a minute. Really?
All world
guitarist
team. Yeah. Extreme guitar player. Yes, it is me. I'm calling from the Evil Empire, the Dark Side from LA.
Hold on 1 second. For these guys that might not know, one of the most incredible guitarists in the history of the instrument.
I love this guy.
ridiculously good. No, honored to talk to you. That, if, you know, again, I'm wondering, is it really... I mean, I talk about...
Are you an imposter, Nuno?
He's flapping all over the place. You can't talk.
Listen, who the hell would want to imposter me? That's a problem right there.
Best in the business? I don't know. A lot of people, I guess. But anyway, sorry, Nuno. Sorry to interrupt.
Are you still in L.A. right now?
Be a fanboy, but thanks for calling.
I'm still in L.A. I still live out here. Look, I wanted to call in. I obviously listen to you guys off my app. I don't listen to LA radio. It drives me crazy. I was listening to you guys, and I just wanted to call in, and I just wanted, you guys were talking about the game. I watched the game as well, and I just wanted to say, like, the fans that are calling in that are upset at what we're doing, like, we're lucky that we're blessed that we're in the playoffs.
Agreed.
And to go in with a rookie quarterback and to even be above 500 is a miracle, and it's amazing, and it's exciting, and as far as Miami goes, Miami's like, it's the surest thing. It's tradition now, losing to Miami at the end of the year. The Cowboys and Lions plan Thanksgiving, and we lose to Miami. It's like death and taxes.
Yeah, and usually after Christmas, too. It's like clockwork. It's crazy.
I mean, we said it last week. We made the prediction. We said they're probably going to lose this game in Miami. Why? Because they always lose in Miami. Yeah.
I told my buddies the fans out here, we watch games together, and they said, no, not this time. I'm like, no, it's happening. It's happening for sure. But the main reason I had a weird, crazy outside thing that I've been noticing throughout the year when people were talking about Belichick's like best coaching season or not. And yeah, he's with the rookie that he has, if they kept winning, you're right, he might have been like up there for it. But I don't know if you guys noticed this, but this seems to me like a really uncharacteristic Bill Belichick, not the team, like him. Meaning, like, the team seems undisciplined to me, because, like, with small, people are wondering why they fumbles and penalties and false starts, because they don't seem to fear him. I don't know if you guys noticed, but this dude is happy. Like, the Bill Belichick happy version of him doesn't seem to work with this. Like, he's like used to be so, they used to fear him. He took Brady to the team to nine Super Bowls.
And let me just tell you this, Nuno. I think that view of Belichick was more of what Belichick was like in front of the media with press conferences. I haven't been around him this season, but I'm not sure he's that much different from what he's been in the past. Now, Steve has been in the trenches with him, and he's seen him. But that personality has always been there with players, laughing and joking with players. I just think you're seeing more of it this year, because there's more video out there with him doing this. He's always been like that.
I just never seen it during games, like him on the sideline joking with Mac Jones after they won.
They were up by five touchdowns or whatever.
Well, you know,
I get that, but it just seems uncharacteristic to me. I feel like this, ever since that stuff came out with Brady and he was very cold to him and he didn't treat him like an adult, and I feel like I see a change. I know that's not why they're losing, but I just sense like this weird, like they almost look like the Jets to me, sloppy sometimes, in a sense of like, it just looks very playful to me.
You could be hitting on something, because for two reasons. First off, I think part of the discipline, mental discipline issues are that you've got a lot of guys that have only been in the system for a year or two. That could be part of it.
True.
The other part of it is I do think Belichick's been, I think he's actually enjoyed this year a lot, in terms of Glenn, you asked him one time about what's the only other thing he could imagine doing, and he told you teaching. He loves
lacrosse.
He loves to teach, and I think he's had a lot of opportunities to teach this year, I do think he's been in a little bit better mood. I would hope that guys don't take that as a sign of weakness and think they could.
No,
can't read it.
They're amazing. The team is pretty incredible for what we've done. And to be honest with you, there's losses are losses. But even early on in the season, I could see the magic that was going to happen, because we did lose by a fumble or a botched or a doinked field goal. Right. Or we were always in the mix there, three or four games. The record could be a lot higher, because we were never blown out. It was never like real decisive loss. I think a lot of them, we lost more the game than they beat us. But I think it's a great year. I think you guys are right. I don't fear too much what's going to come because of Miami, because it's just like, it's just a thing that happens in Miami. It's some kind of like hocus pocus stuff. But I'm excited. Thank you guys for having me, man. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything.
Thanks for calling.
You guys.
Is it Nuno?
Nuno, thanks for calling in, man. This is a thrill. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Nuno or Nanu?
Take your breath.
Thanks, man. Man, I'm good.
Greek is 90-90, right?
It's not about Greek. We're not talking. No, he's not.
The group Extreme.
We're not talking about,
you're up. Yeah. Children.
I just looked them up. The group Extreme back in the 80s. I do remember them.
Yeah. Yep. It's him.
That's not Nuno. That's Fred on the guitar.
Is that
right
a mouse
now?
On that wheel there?
That's a Greek sitar, I believe. But that's not
bazooki.
As Greek, is it?
The bazooki.
I'd like to take a bazooki. All right.
Your kids are Greek and your grandson's Greek.
Take a bazooki to him.
They've overcome that obstacle.
No, they won't. Not with all right. this. I mean,
one of the all-time great guitarists, says here.
Yeah.
Is he still not Greek, though, Fred.
No.
Not Greek.
He's
Portuguese.
No, he's not.
You don't know that.
Portuguese are practically Greek
anyway.
Because
they're
Greek people.
They're Greek with a Spanish accent. All right?
Exactly.
No, Greeks invented Spanish. Greek and everybody. They invented
all right.
France.
Can we take a break? Just from France.
Yes, please.
Just take a break. Thank you. 617-779-7937. Back to the phone calls next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Real Postgame Show with Ordway, Diassi, and Smirlis. The Pats cap off the regular season with a loss to the Dolphins. React and talk about the game right here
on WEEI.
Everything break down? Freddie, what did you do to the equipment?
Everything has stopped working.
Wow. Everything has stopped working.
Sounds like a good time for us to stop working.
Hey-o! Everything has stopped working. Yeah. Good. Society today, yeah. You know, everything stops working. Says, just don't worry about it. Yeah. Don't worry about it. You know, don't have to worry about it. So after a slow start in this game where the Raiders had run up a 10-0 lead, the Chargers and Justin Herbert looked shaky early on, and there were drop passes to his defense. But they have suddenly got their offense in gear. And right now,
smoking.
After a great emotional start, the Raiders look like they're on their heels.
Yep, too. Like I said, on to Cincinnati, right? Chargers
I thought
win.
They'd play better.
Chargers win, Patriots go to Cincinnati, correct?
One thing I would say about Cincinnati, you talked about their offense, and you're right. They have an explosive offense and an explosive young receiver. Two great receivers, by the way.
Yes.
Higgins, the other one. T. Higgins, terrific as well.
Excellent.
But and again, they balance it well with Mixon. The running game is not great, but it's adequate enough to do what they need to do in their passing game. But the one thing about Cincinnati, the times I've watched them this year, the times that they've lost, teams just come in and beat the crap out of them physically.
Physically, yeah.
Physically beat the crap out of them. And once you do that, talk about being on their heels, that's exactly what happens to the Bengals. So you watch them at times, you say, oh, my God, what an explosive offense. And the kid quarterback, Burrow, is terrific and this and that. And then suddenly when teams come in and start just pounding their, you know, it's all, and get real physical with them, they seem to wilt in that situation.
Yeah, but I mean, they have, and he's got 1,000 of his yards. He's up 4,600 yards, but 1,000 of them came in two games, back to back games, right? Didn't he have like 520 and then 480 or something?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think they're terrific in certain games, and you look like they're world beaters, and you sit there and say, you know what, they might be Super Bowl contenders. Then you watch them a week later, and you see a team come in and figure it out. Now you've got a coaching staff here in New England that obviously is going to see all of this stuff and figure out what is it that we need to do to break down this Bengals team. And my guess is Bill Belichick is going to drive it into their head all week long. We need to do what we did in Buffalo. We need to be out physical the Bengals. That's what we need to do. Just pound them. Beat the crap out of them.
And stop the running game. today they were getting pushed five times. You got to contact with the offensive defensive line, and they pushed five times, and sometimes seven times.
Yeah, I think the Dolphins had close to 200 yards rushing this week, right? I mean, that's
they're getting by for nothing.
And you know, combine
Dolphins
that,
have, 195.
Combine that with getting pushed around.
I mean, Duke Johnson had 117 yards.
Right, Tua had that one long run too.
Yeah,
I mean, like a 30 plus
23
yard.
Run.
How many passing yards?
Yeah. Not a lot. 115 yards. Passing.
109, I believe.
109
right?
yards?
Yeah.
But he was, I think he was like seven for his first seven passes.
Touchdown, by the way, for the Chargers here. They're just driving at will right now.
Yep.
Who is Will?
I think he went seven of his first seven, or eight of his first eight, something like that, and he ended up 15 of 22 or 23, something like that.
Yeah.
So that might be one of those situations where he's a quarterback with the, you know, he's talking about the 15 plays. You put your 15 plays out there and you're focused on that and you work off of that. He might be that kind of quarterback that's can only work in those situations. Offensive coordinators used to do it all the time. I don't know if they still do it or not. It seems like they still would a little bit, but you know, after that first drive where he completed seven passes, he wasn't really tearing it up after that.
He does nothing for me. I remember a caller last week called and said that Tua was better than Mac Jones, and I'm not buying it. I just think Mac Jones, even though he can't run the way Tua can run, to me, Mac Jones in the NFL has a much better skill set than what you're getting with Tua. I think you're right, Steve. I think there are flashes there in which you sit there and say, wow, what a great play by Tua. And you say that on plays. Overall, when you're looking at the entire game, there aren't many games the entire game you're looking at and saying, boy, you know, Tua's the type of guy you want to lead your team in the National Football
League. Agreed.
I don't buy it. And obviously, left-handed, it's a little funky, and, you know, it's a little different when you look at it. I just don't see him, and I think Miami still has to figure out what they're doing for a franchise quarterback. I think they're still missing.
Yeah, well, they'll still use him. They'll use him next year. It's not a great draft year, reportedly, for quarterbacks this coming draft in 2022. So they'll keep him and see if he could develop into something more, but I think you're right. I think that at some point within the next 2 years, they're going to have to decide whether or not they're going to go forward with him or not, because he's not.
And if he doesn't elevate with them.
Right. That's what I mean.
There are limits to what you can run offensively, and you're seeing it with what they're doing right now. And I don't think you can continue to do that and be successful long term. No. Let me go to Wayne. Wayne's in Southie next up here on EEI. Hi, Wayne.
Southie.
What's up, guys? All right. Now, real quick, Warway, I got three big questions, and they're going to be quick, though. All right. What do we want, Bengals or Bills? And let me say, I'll tell you mine afterwards. Mac played great today, but he got off to
Come on, Wayne.
He didn't play great.
Wayne, Mac did not play well.
He came out.
He played poorly today.
When they got 14 points?
Right. No,
he turned around and grabbed his thing when he went in the end zone.
He had a few plays, but overall he didn't play well.
He played poorly today, and he admitted it when the game was over.
I'm only quoting him, Wayne.
One way, Freddie, do we want the Bengals or do we want the Bills? I want to hear from you guys.
Bengals.
What do you want?
I want the Bills for emotion.
The Bills. All right, who do you want, Freddie?
I want the Bengals.
Because he doesn't want to have to piss off Buffalo fans. It would be stupid for him next week to predict that the Patriots were going to win in Buffalo.
He can have the guitar guy give him a little sing.
Exactly.
All right, Wayne, I'll tell you, I'd rather play Cincinnati.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I'd rather.
When teams don't know each other and they don't know us right now, and real quick, can I say to all the Patriot haters out there, we are 10-7, and where we came from last year, what a cluster duck that was. I didn't ever think we were going to come back. It was like we were in the Twilight Zone with Cam. Yeah. And Belichick goes out and spends all this money, gets the guys, and now we're in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. This is where it all counts, you know what I mean? And I think Mac can do it. I love Mac.
This year?
You know what I mean? I just... The defense didn't step up for him today.
How's the defense going to help Mac Jones with a pick six?
I can tell he's from Southie.
I'm just asking you. How's the offense going to help Mac Jones? I mean, the defense going to help Mac Jones when he throws a pick six? Or when he doesn't stay in the center long enough?
I've seen that. He got tricked on it, but we came back. We should have won the game.
You made a bad throw.
But I'm asking,
these
are three mistakes Belichick made, and he probably took them off already. He put the wrong guy on Waddle. Waddle went wah, like a duck all the way down on Sims. JC Jackson on him.
Why not?
And maybe we win the game. You know what I mean?
The touchdown that he caught, who was supposed to cover him? The touchdown that Waddle caught.
And he drops it.
No. The touchdown that Waddle caught, who was supposed to cover him?
Jackson.
The answer would be JC Jackson.
No. Was it Jackson?
Yes, it was.
Yep.
He was busy trying to.
I didn't know that, Freddie. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, that's Steve.
That's not Freddie.
Yep. Yeah, no, I get it. Wait, listen, I'm with you in terms of this team outperformed anything that, better than I thought they could. I was thinking 8 wins, you know, maybe in this situation, but I was expecting, you know, but they outperformed my expectations. Yeah. Well, and they got the playoffs.
If you're disappointed, then you were delusional before the season began.
Agreed.
You had unrealistic expectations before the season began. So getting to where they are right now and building what you can see is a team that can have a run over the next 3, 4, 5 years because you've found a franchise quarterback. We don't know what the ceiling is, but at least you've got one of those guys. I think they're in great shape.
They're on the way to be balanced.
Yeah, they're in the mix already.
It's kind of like they were for the first three Super Bowls.
But I would rather see I'm not saying that Cincinnati wouldn't be an easier team to beat because they might be, only because it's Cincinnati and they've had a history of screwing this thing up in the postseason. Okay, Buffalo is a better team, I believe, than Cincinnati. Right. The reason I'd like to see Buffalo is from an entertainment standpoint. To me, it would be there'd be a lot more emotion during the course of the week. It is hard to drum up emotion this week to hate the Cincinnati Bengals.
Agreed. And Fred, Fred, I'm sure you agree with me when I say that it would be much sweeter to beat Buffalo in the playoffs up in Buffalo. I know we've talked about it before.
I know you agree
with me 100%.
I'm waiting for the cloud.
In terms of like straightforward fun to watch, if the Patriots are going to win the playoff game, winning over Buffalo would be so much better than anything
else. So Buffalo is all excited because they've finally been able to break this New England run, and they win the AFC East. And then you play them in the playoffs, and New England would knock Buffalo out of the playoffs? Then what good is that AFC East championship?
That would be...
What good is that? To me, that game story, to me, is so much more emotional. It's such a better game story than the Bengals. So they're not giving us we know the dates and the times for next week. We just don't know where they're going to put the game. So Saturday you're going to get 2 games at 4:30 and 8:15. Oh. Then Sunday you're getting 3 games, 1:00, 4:30 and 8:15.
Wow.
And then Monday night, 8:15, you're getting another wild card game.
What about the college championship?
That's tomorrow night.
That's tomorrow night.
So yeah, they always do it.
It's going to be over by now.
It's a joke. Fill 4 people in that damn thing.
What are you talking about?
They should have at least
4 teams, people. Not 4 people. Four teams.
I know, 3 games, but they should have a lot more players in it.
Teams. Yep. Yeah. Agreed.
They make it much more.
I agree. But the I think if you had to pick one team, I think Buffalo, like you said earlier, Glenn, Buffalo is a better team than Cincinnati. Your chance of winning against Cincinnati, I think, would be a little bit better than your chance of winning against Buffalo. But
I wasn't looking at it that way. For a storyline,
you're right. Buffalo would be the
best. If you beat Buffalo next week and you get matched up with Buffalo,
yep,
all of that glory of Buffalo coming to Gillette Stadium and beating you after you beat them up there in ridiculous weather, and they go on to win the AFC East, and then you still knock them off in the first round of the playoffs?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
It would be tough to do, of course.
But that would be the best.
Who are you picking if it's Buffalo and New England, Fred?
They're like my children, right? You love them both, and we'll see what happens.
You know what?
We'll see what happens.
That's actually his best response ever on that. That's a good one.
I heard you talking to Zach. That's a, yeah. I said, who do you want to sign? They're both.
No, I wanted my son to win every single time.
Yeah, but
He did. To the point where he took heat from the New England fans here. Yep. He basically said, I'm sorry, it's family. I want my kid to win a Super Bowl.
That's right.
Even though I love the New England Patriots, but I'm sorry. And he took so much heat. Yeah. People forget that.
Oh, it took away some of your...
I lost that Channel 4 job. because
death threats. I remember there were death threats. Really? Of course, there are always death threats now. It's good, like Twitter death threats, you know?
Yeah. Death threats. Please, come God. meet me and my little friend. I had people in Charleston that were banging on my window. My window was right on the sidewalk.
Well, that was me. I was just trying to get in. It was cold outside.
No. For you, I had a cigar waiting for you, so that was fine. But I'm all in with the idea of the better story would be Buffalo, but I think the easier path to the next game might be Cincinnati. Somewhat, you know.
Because I think again, you could go in there and. The one thing that I think we agree with, that New England, when they have been really physical, those are the games they're winning. Mm-hmm. Even against teams that you look at and say they're more talented than them, they're winning those games. That game up in Buffalo, granted, you had the weather conditions. All right, they both had to play under the weather conditions. And yet, I think in the end, they were more physical. And that's what you have to do with Cincinnati. But the Buffalo thing to me is just, it would put the Bills back in their place. It would be absolutely incredible. And I would say this, if you're talking about bad weather, if let's say they're playing in Buffalo next Saturday or next Sunday and the weather sucks up there, I'm sorry, the bad weather favors New England with that running game.
Oh yeah,
it favors New England.
Yeah.
Where I almost think that the Buffalo Bills would be a better team, Freddie, based on the personnel they have and the quarterback they have, if they were playing indoors. They'd be a better team.
Yeah, no doubt.
I got a question, though. When the league comes up and changes it from 12 to 2, right?
What do you mean?
You know, change the game.
Time of the game. From 1 to 4.
1 to 4.
1 to 4:30, yeah.
Now you have flight leaving and all this other stuff.
Doesn't matter.
How's it? You got tickets and going. You got to get something.
What are you talking about? Tickets to what?
No, all the people that bought tickets, all the people flew up and everything else.
Flew up to where?
To Buffalo to watch the game. Yeah.
Nobody's flying to Buffalo.
Oh my God.
No, nobody's flying to
Buffalo.
Watch your
mouth.
You're driving. It's easy. They don't care. They'll find a way about it. Why?
I don't know what your point is.
No,
nobody's ever. The point is they change it the next day, and they think you're going to get it.
Not the next day. They usually give you. At least six days notice.
So here will be an interesting one, because if you look at the history in the past, and you guys know because, we monitored this for many years. When you got to the playoffs, it would be New England on Saturday night. They always, for some reason, like putting New England on Saturday night. I can't tell you how many times New England ended up on Saturday night. New England, based on where they are right now, if they face Cincinnati, do they play that game on Saturday night? If they play in Buffalo, do they play that on Saturday night? Is New England one of those premier teams that you're going to look at and say, we need to have them on Saturday?
No.
See, I'm not sure they are.
Nope.
I think, you end up, Green Bay's got the week off, but you end up with Kansas City playing on Saturday night.
Right, more of a national sort of game. There's probably more people interested in seeing Kansas City right now than are interested in seeing Buffalo or New England at this point.
And again, Kansas City could be on Sunday night.
True.
So that's
true.
But the two night games and Monday night, that's not a good thing if you're playing on Monday night. So it gives you extra time to prepare for this game. But if you win this game, it gives you a shorter week.
That's right. And you prepared for that day, not the next day. I think it's a pain in the ass.
You're doing it for money.
They don't care.
It's a broadcast. They don't care. You know?
They don't care.
No, they care. They care about making money.
Yeah.
They don't care about people
like you.
All right, 617.
You care about making money too, right?
Yeah.
I have no money to make.
My friend.
Oh, please stop it.
Wow.
Pleading poverty once
again. I watched you kidding me yesterday.
look at that jacket. You've had that jacket for 26 years.
That's right.
You know? Buy a new jacket.
You know what this was?
Some money.
This was from I think it was Houston, right? We stayed an extra day.
One of the Super Bowls.
These were $300, right? The next day, they were $50.
All the Super Bowls are like that. Yeah. People buy the stuff leading up to the Super Bowl.
Every Monday.
And they upcharge you like five times. And then the day after the Super Bowl is over, if you're still in that city, you can buy everything at like 25 cents.
They even have them in the airport on Monday. And one quick thing, Glenn. Did you hear any of this talk about possibly having to relocate the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's in L.A. right now.
I guess they do have to have. Well, it doesn't matter about the politics of it. What I'm saying is, it is smart to have a contingency. But I thought some people got a little in a tizzy about it, thinking that it was already, you know, there was a done deal. You got to have a contingency.
Somebody leaked it out of Dallas that the league had inquired about using Dallas as a backup. Right. And so it kind of got out there.
Right.
But if you're the National Football League, you have to have a backup in that situation.
Yeah.
So if suddenly the COVID cases skyrocket and L.A. basically says, sorry, boys, I know you got the Super Bowl here, but we're not going to allow any fans for the Super Bowl.
Right.
The league's not going to take that. Talk about money.
Agreed.
They're not taking that financial loss.
Agreed.
So what they're doing is they're saying, okay, we're going to shift it and we're going to move it out. I mean, already the halftime entertainers are publicly already talking about how they're concerned because there's a lot of money on the line.
Who's
Dr. Dre is sitting there because he's got a big investment apparently in the halftime.
Right.
And so he's concerned. I don't blame them because we've already seen it. Just when you think everything is back to normal or headed back to normal, it all hits the fan.
Yeah,
and it's in L.A. And in L.A., it hits the fan a lot quicker than it does in most other parts of the country.
Very quickly.
All right, let's take a break and we'll be right back here with a real post-game show.
Now back to the real post-game show. The Pats cap off the regular season with a loss to the Dolphins. React and talk about the game right here
on WEEI.
All right, boys, it's time to pick the Patriots player of the game, the Cars for Kids player of the game. The easy way to donate your car, donate today. Car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com, 1-877 Cars for Kids.
Xavier Howard? Who? What? Patriots player.
Patriots player of the game.
I'm sorry, my headset was.
So this is not easy. This is not easy today. It really is not easy.
No.
I would say this. Guys who played well today. Brandon Bolden played fairly well today.
I like Brandon Bolden for that.
Hunter Henry gave you 5 receptions, 86 yards. He was pretty good. I think Kyle Van Noy, at least, I wouldn't say every play, but he made a couple of big plays defensively.
Can I make the case for Brandon Bolden?
Yeah, go ahead.
2 touchdowns, 1 passing, 1 rushing. Is that right?
One touchdown.
One touchdown? Okay. I thought he had the second touchdown. Did he catch that?
He had 2.
Oh, you're right. He had 1 receiving, 1 rushing. You're right.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Depends on your side.
Okay, so.
I would give it to him, and the receiving one was 18 yards, right? So that was a
So it was like a screenplay, third and 18 or third, and so it was a late But so I mean, and you know what, he did show up. We were talking about it earlier.
Yeah, before.
He showed up and played. Not that Stevenson and Harris did. I mean, they did too, but. You're
surprised how good he played this year?
In a game,
And I think Belichick, we know this, he loves him. I think a lot of that we thought was that he's terrific on special teams, though he did have, did he not have a penalty on special teams in this game today? He might have.
That wasn't a penalty.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
The one he slid by.
The officials sticking it to the Patriots.
They put that's why they put
Spies
on their clothes.
I agree with that. I would say this... I think we know now why Bill really likes Bolden, because even though he's not the most athletic guy, he's not the quickest guy out there, he just makes some plays that you need. And he's perfect to have behind Harris and Stevenson when you're looking at that depth chart, you know?
He's reliable.
Reliable.
He's reliable.
Yeah.
I mean, Belichick loves the idea that he can count on somebody like that. Even though he's not going to be a marquee player on the team.
Right.
He loves the idea that he can. I think, seeing as how there's no real clear cut winner in this one, let's do it. Give it to him for the.
Give it to him
for the breadth of his work.
There you go, Brandon Bolden. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
So we don't know when we're going to be on next week.
No,
it could be Saturday afternoon early. Could be late. Could be night. Could be Sunday early. Could be late afternoon. Could be at night. Could be Monday night. So
Saturday.
When will he know?
Saturday's tough. Check the Google machine later
Saturday's
on tonight.
Saturday's tough
Freddie.
For me.
Check it later on Saturday tonight.
Night. Saturday's tough for me.
It's tough for Steve.
Tough for me.
Oh, yeah. You got like a big social life. Please what? Give me a break.
I've got.
You went out 2 months
I've
ago.
I've got two very special cigars I'm smoking starting at 4 go. O'clock on Saturday.
All right, boys. We're out of here. Miami right, wins thanks, it. Glenn. They always do in Miami. 33-24. We'll be back with the real postgame show, playoff edition next week. Thanks to Nick and the crew. Good night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.